Joining us right now on our 98.3 The Torch hotline is Jack Gaffigan. He's a retired police officer from St. Louis, and he's the executive director for the Badge of Honor Memorial Foundation. Jack, thanks for joining us here on 98.3 The Torch.
Good morning.
So, Jack, tell us, what is the Badge of Honor Memorial Foundation?
The Badge of Honor Memorial Foundation was started in about 2002, and what we do is when we receive notification of a line-of-duty death anywhere in the U.S., we contact the department and offer our assistance with preparing the paperwork to ensure that the fallen officer's family receives all of the benefits due them. Nationally, there's benefits through the Department of Justice, and then each of the 50 states has separate programs. Now, a lot of what we do with the Badge of Honor Foundation is geared more toward the smaller departments. There are many departments throughout the United States who have never experienced a line of duty death. And when it happens, they're in shock over having lost an officer. And secondly, they don't have the experience that sadly the larger departments have had with handling this sort of situation.
So larger departments, like in New York or something like this, you know, they have police officer deaths on a regular basis. They kind of already have a system in place for handling this, but the smaller places that don't have officer deaths on a regular basis don't, and so that's particularly where you guys go in and help them?
Yes, and besides the actual assistance, we have also prepared a casualty assistance guide, which is basically a line-of-duty death protocol that any police agency can use, either whole or in part. Mm-hmm. We speak to different departments throughout the country, and we offer this to them free of charge. And the idea is basically to have this sitting on their shelf and not needed, than to be faced with a situation and not know how to proceed. I can tell you, after 36 years as a cop, you're never ready for a line of duty death. And the police memorial in St. Louis, there's a lot of people on that wall that I knew personally and I worked with. So I look at this as an opportunity to give back to the community. And the Badge of Honor Memorial Foundation provides the assistance to the smaller departments. And that's all we're trying to do, is assist them.
We're talking to Jack Gaffigan. He is the executive director for the Badge of Honor Memorial Foundation. We're talking to him for National Police Week. Now, Jack, what can we, as listeners, as people listening to you right now talking, what can we do to help the Badge of Honor Memorial Foundation?
Well, you can go to our website, bohmf.org, and read, you know, what we do. Contributions help. None of us take salaries, so the money that we raise goes toward the families. We help the families, you know, find out what benefits are available to them and how to obtain them. And then we also, like I said, we help the department with training before an incident occurs. Mm-hmm. And then we also have a statue that we present to the families of the fallen officers. But all of that takes money. And so if anybody would be so inclined to donate to us, all the information is on our website. And that website is bohmf.org. And we are 503C corporate.
So it's tax
institution.
Then.
So yeah. Your contributions to us would be tax deductible.
Excellent, excellent. Jack Gaffigan, Executive Director for Badge of Honor Memorial Foundation. Hey, I appreciate you joining us here on 98.3 The Torch, Common Sense Radio.